I do. Sorry. Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to Soul Elixir. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Mike Bates, and I'm joined by the beautiful and talented Mo and the beautiful and talented Tamika Scott. What's up, ladies? How are y'all tonight?
Hey.
Hello.
How y'all doing? Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, here,
man, y'all okay in all that rain?
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy here. I can't lie. I was without power for 2 days. I'm getting a generator, okay? I never saw the useful one until I'm getting a generator, a few generators. So I'll never have to leave ever again. Yeah, the weather's not. It was terrible. I don't understand how it hit us in Georgia so bad. I don't understand it. But, yeah, thank God everybody's safe. My truck is... What is it? It's totaled. A tree fell on my truck.
Can you guys hear me?
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, yeah. I was like, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can, Mo. I'm so sorry to hear that, Mo. My God. Well, thank God the health is there, you know? Things we can replace, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
that's
our
right.
bodies we can. Yes. So, man, wow. Yeah, so all you guys out there dealing with this storm, man, God be with you guys, man. I hope that everybody's staying safe. And, man, don't worry about the belongings, please. Those can be replaced. Worry about your health and your loved ones. Man, oh, my God. Yeah, that's crazy out there. Man, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's like we're donating a lot of stuff and money and clothes and stuff like that. But it's like, man, it's like you want to do more. You want to be out there, like, in the trenches helping people out the water and, you know, it's crazy, man. Wow. It's so crazy. But, man, hey, it's a blessing, man. Hey, as long as you got your life and you're healthy, right? That's the key, right?
Exactly.
So, Miko Scott, that's what I'm talking about. Mo, what's up, Mo? You get affected by the rain, too?
Yeah. I mean, we had lots of trees down. But, you know, power outage for a little bit. But, you know, we made it through. Prayed a lot, sang a lot, ate a lot. So,
I think those three elements always work. Sing, pray,
exactly.
Eat. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Never, man. That's right there. Oh, my God. Yeah.
So, you know, you know what that means. I'm not even going to say it to y'all because y'all going to be like, no, Mo. If I show y'all know what that means. You, the gym.
Oh, come on. We're not going to talk about that no more, Mo. No, we are not going to talk about that, okay, at all. Don't even start today.
I'm
going to
send y'all a picture. I'm going to send y'all a picture.
Okay, Mo. All right, Mo. You do that. In the meantime, while you send us a pic, I'm going to talk about some things that's going to happen on the show today. You know what I'm saying? People already know. We always have our little thing called the hot couch. You know, this is something that our artist of the night does not know about, but she's going to find out right now as I speak about it. You know, it's just normally the sound that comes on, and I think Mo would like to play it, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, our listeners already know when that sound comes on. That's time that we, you know, we put our guests on a couch, and we ask them a few questions that might be a little, how would I say this? Make them a little uneasy. Let's just say that. We'll just make them a little tense and a little uneasy. But we ask them that they just answer the questions honestly and have fun because it's all in love. You know what I'm saying? And with our guest tonight, man, is a very special guest, man. Oh, my God, man. This guest does dance, electronica, and she's a jazz singer and a songwriter, man. I saw in one thing she was playing a daggone saxophone, plays piano. I mean, this artist is awesome, man. And she's been around and doing like 16 number one hits, dude. How do you have 16 number one hits? That's like Madonna status, Donna Summer, Rihanna, Beyonce, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to talk about that a little bit later, you know what I'm saying? Tonight's topic actually falls in line with that as well, you know what I'm saying? It's Music 101. Now, that's the easiest thing in the world to talk about, especially for all of us on the phone tonight. You know, man, Mo, Tamika Scott, and myself, and of course our guest tonight, which I will say a little bit later. It's the easiest thing that we can talk about in the world because we love it so much, and this is what we live for. We live for the music, man. You know, so Music 101, my God. Mo, Music 101, man. First, let me tell the listeners, if they want to call in and join in, 929-477-2668. Again, 929-477-2668 and dial 1 to join in. So, Mo, Music 101, you've been in the music business your entire life with your mother being a singer. What's going on?
I don't know. What is going on?
What do you want to teach the listeners out there about music tonight?
I don't know. What do I want them to know? I mean, music kind of starts from, like, for me, it was in the soul. So I grew into music from the time I stepped out of my mother's womb, from my grandmother being a jazz singer, and then my mother, my grandmother and my aunt being a gospel singer and uncle being a gospel singer. So it kind of runs in the bloodline. Instruments, piano, guitar, bass, you know, organ, violin, flute. I mean, how much more can I say? It was just a musical.
Wow.
It was just a musical thing every weekend. We used to meet at my uncle's house, and we used to call it the jam session. And, you know, everyone get out their instruments. People would, you know, we would sing and fellowship, actually. And then we would eat.
Oh my God! Always the fun part, right? Fellowship and eat, pray, and sing.
So, but what I will say is, you know, I know my mom used to teach music class, and you know, the little girls and the little guys would come in, and they would always say, "I can't sing," and my mom used to always tell them, "Well, everyone can sing. It's just the ability to be able to master and hold the note." You know. She said, now everybody's not perfect in singing, but if you get lessons and, you know, she started many kids, you know, and her teachings that way, who to this day are phenomenal singers, you know, with all of the notes, all of the sounds, all of the pitches. Reading music is very important because reading music helps you align to different just instructional as far as different instruments that you can play as long as singing, you know, like Alicia Keys sings, plays. So those are the things that, you know, I cherish the most. And those are, I would just tell someone, you know, take singing lessons. You can always get better at it. You know, no one's perfect except, you know, Tamika on this line. Other than that.
My God, yeah.
Whatever, Mo.
You know, just, practice, you know, practice your craft. And that's all it's about. It's about practicing your craft like anything. If you really believe that you want to be a singer or singing is your passion, you just practice your craft and you hone in on it. And, you know, you target someone like, you know, Christine W. or you target someone like Tamika Scott and emulate them and be the best singers that you guys can be, you know. And don't leave Mike out of it, too, you know. So there you go. That's all I got to say about that.
Oh, man, you said a lot. That was beautiful. Beautifully said. Yeah, man. A lot of listeners out there, I mean, everyone wants to do music these days. You know, everyone wants to be an artist these days. And everyone thinks that they can do it just because they see some of the things that's going on out there, aren't as creative as they should be. And they're still, like, just blowing up. And then they see things like TV reality artists blowing up, like, all day long. So everyone has a shot, and they know that. But what they really leave out is that the practicing of their craft. It's not about just being out there. It's about being out there and being one of the best. You know what I'm saying? It's like you want to get out there and you want to represent who you are as an artist. And you want to represent that to the very best of your ability. So that means practicing, like you said. That means going out there studying. That means going out there and putting hours and hours and hours into your craft every single day, rehearsing over and over and over again, getting vocal lessons if your voice isn't up to par, and just strengthening up that muscle more and more. The more you use that muscle, the bigger it gets, the better it gets, plain and simple. You know what I'm saying? You do the opposite, and guess what? This, you're going to get the opposite results. You will be lacking talent. Let's just say that. I don't want to discourage anyone out there. I'm just going, you know, I'm gonna be polite tonight. You know, it's like I don't want to discourage anyone out there from their dreams, but I do want to tell you, if you want this dream to come true, work hard at it and go and be dedicated to your craft. Plain and simple. I mean, you will see, like, oh my God, yeah, Tamika Scott voice.
Oh my God. To be honest with you guys, when I first was about six, I couldn't sing, six, seven. My sister was always the singer out of the bunch, so I would imitate her until I started learning how to sing. Like, I come from a musical background. My father was in a singing group growing up called the Scott Three in Detroit. So I was just surrounded by music, and I really didn't have a choice. So I just got tired of sitting back. So I just practiced. I even took I wanted to play the flute in school, but I didn't know how to properly blow in it. So I
Why?
It took me a while to learn how to blow. So I switched from the flute to clarinet, and that was a little bit better. You know, it's different trying to put your mouth, you know how a flute is, and you're trying to keep your mouth open but blow air out. I'm like, I could. The clarinet, all you got to do is put your mouth on it and just blow. So, you know, that made it a lot easier for me. But I really enjoyed that instrument. But I learned how to. What? What did I say wrong? Oh my goodness, did I say something wrong? I learned how to read. I can't with you tonight, Mo. I'm not with you tonight. Oh my goodness. I learned how to read music in elementary school. So I taught myself because I wanted to be on the level that my sister and my dad was on. So then it got to a point where I started sounding just like her. And now, she can't even see me on stage. She be looking real crazy when it's time for me to do my parts. I think I outstudied her. But the passion was there ever since I was a little girl. You just got to keep trying. But a lot of people, it's a misconception of singing. A lot of people feel like, oh, if I start singing, I'm going to be rich overnight. And it's not that. You know, I encourage everyone to still go to school, get a degree, you know, because sometimes there are down times in the music industry. To where if you're not performing, most entertainers make their money in performing because they know how to download now, they know how to steal music. So most performers, you know, unless you were back in the day and had hits like Mike and myself and a lot of other artists, you had hits and you could get royalties. But if not, the way the music industry is today, you have to perform. So I would encourage those who really, really love it, still, you know, always have something to fall back on. Always, because if you're not singing 365 days of the year, you ain't gonna have no money coming in. It's a lot like glitz and glamour, but it's not always what it seems. You have a million performers. Out of a million people who want to sing, there are only a few handful that you know. So it's not really that easy. But you know,
blow on.
That's my take. Shut up, Mo. Oh baby, I can play the flute and the clarinet now, baby. I don't learn how to move them lips.
Work the muscles, slow muscles, man. So
damn.
I'm sorry.
What about you,
boy?
Look, I learned at a very young age. So I'm sorry, I can't relate to not being able to blow into the flute at young age. But anyway. But back to Mike, back at the back station. What about you, Mike? What happened to Mike?
Oh, Mike's probably still laughing about the clarinet.
Mike, there he is. Mike,
I was cracking up in the background, man. I'm sitting like, you got to be kidding me right now, man. Oh, my God. I almost choked, dude. I was like, oh, my God. The Philly, man, all we saw and all we heard was singing on the street corners everywhere we went. I mean, so it was just obvious for me what I wanted to do. I knew from a young age. Now, I used to sneak in the living room and play my mom's records. You know how they had a record player. Don't touch my records and don't get it. Man, I think I scratched every record in her damn collection, man, because I kept sneaking in there and just playing them over and over and over again, man. Peaches and Herb, The Whispers, Patti LaBelle, who all the Temptations. Man, I just kept playing those songs over and over and over again, falling in love with those harmonies and with those melodies. And it was like, man, it was like, dude, this is what I want to do. And here's the irony of it. At that time, I had the highest pitch, squeakiest voice in the world, dude. I was singing like Michael Jackson, full range, like full out, blown out, like not even, not falsetto anything, just full out. You know, it was crazy, singing Patti LaBelle, and it was crazy. So then over, when I turned 11, over the summer that I turned 11, my voice actually dropped that summer straight down to bass. And it was like, okay, now what am I going to do? Because I'm so used to singing this way. So then I had to come, I had to get reacclimated with my voice all over again, man. And it was like, it took me a couple years to do that, to get used to the actual singing with the deep tones and actually perfecting my falsetto and things like that. So it was like, man, so we went to performing arts, and that helped a lot because we learned a lot of classical music. We learned Bach, Beethoven, man, and we just kept on going over and over into so many different styles of music and speaking and singing in so many different languages. And being a part of that 80-piece choir, it gave me a sense of belonging. It made me feel, okay, this is the part that I need to be doing and focusing on, and this is how I'll make my mark in the music industry. And by the grace of God, you know, here's Boyz II Men, you know, and the rest is, as they say, history, you know. Music is important, man. Music is important, but that the studying of that craft is more important than anything else. I mean, we put in so many hours. I mean, at Performing Arts, we had 4 classes centered around music all day long. So when other schools have, like, workshop and things like that, or home ec or cooking classes, we focused only on music, and then we had the regular education based around the music, you know. So we were just studying all day long. We would stay after school for hours still studying. 4 of us would go and get on a train. Well, at that time, it was 5 of us. We would go and walk the train system and underground and sing in the subway because of the echo. We would love how the echo sounds. So we would just be singing the songs over and over everywhere we went until like literally 9, 10 o'clock at night. And then we start all over again the very next day. Like it was just a part of us. It was just within us. So it's just very important to not only love it, and like Tamika said, if you don't love it, you're going to end up hating it. Because if you're in it for the money, you're not going to see no money for a while. This is just fact. You will get a $50,000 upfront bonus, signing bonus, and you better make that $50,000 last for 3 years, because all you're going to get is something called per diem after that. And that's if you're provided just you're on the road to get the per diem. Because if you're looking for a fast buck, this isn't it. Music industry, not the way to go. You better be in it for the love. Because then the money comes naturally, everything comes naturally, and it still takes the time, but you're willing to put in the time to get there because it's out of love, not out of, I just need to make a check, you know? So, yeah, you better, man, be in it for the love and put that hard work and dedication in. That's all I have to say about the topic
true.
So far.
That's
you know?
Cool. That's great.
Man, yeah, the music industry. I guess, you know, want to talk about the music industry? I'm sure our guests would love to, man. I mean, she's an actual veteran in the music industry with 16 number one hits under her belt. You know what I'm saying? So without further ado, let me just introduce this woman, man. All right. Our next guest is a dance and electronica and jazz singer and songwriter. She has 16 number one Billboard dance hits. Dance hits number one Billboard charts, y'all. 16. That's up there with Donna Summers. That's up there with Madonna. That's Rihanna. That's Beyonce. And that's our guest, Christina W. at the same time, y'all. Man, one of the top 3 dance artists of the decade. One of the top 3 dance artists of the decade. And of all times, she was the number 8 artist of all times in the dance music scene. That means that the history of music and dance, she's the 8th artist. The top. That's incredible, man. I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of artists you guys think are out there or don't know about, but trust me, for you to be number 8, that's like graduating number 8 in your class, and you got a class of 50,000 people out there, and you number 8. Come on. Give this woman her accolades, man. And she owns her own record label, Flying Again Music Label. And she out there still doing it to today. Over 20 years in counting and still at number one. Please welcome to Soul Elixir, Miss Christine W. Miss Christine, how are you?
Now, how
you
guys?
Hello.
Hi, Michael. Hi,
hey. What's going on?
Man, that was quite the intro there. That was quite the intro, man. He's got a sexy voice. He's giving me like Barry White and everything listening to him. You guys are killing me with the whole food thing, too, okay? That was hilarious. Oh man. This is good.
Yeah,
yes, all things music. So we're all music freaks. I love this.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Oh,
what's your take on the music industry today?
Well, it's pretty crazy. I mean, I grew up, I grew up in a small, very small town. My mom was a working musician. She performed six nights a week in a jazz club. She was a guitarist, 12-string guitarist, and sang. And my dad, he passed away when I was three, but he was a blues singer and guitar player. So music runs just like with you guys, you know, runs deep. You know, my grandma was a classical violinist, and I play saxophone. That's why I was cracking up when we were talking about the horns. I play saxophone and bass and piano and drums and all kinds of stuff, but not the flute. Unless you're talking real nice to me.
That's funny. On top of all that, you actually were a model. You actually won a title. Tell us about the title that you won.
Well, it's actually, I'm a former Miss Washington, so I won the talent portion at the Miss America pageant, singing jazz. Scott, you know, like scatting and stuff, improvisation. So I did summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, babe, and the cotton is high. You know, all that kind of stuff. So, I love jazz. My mom grew up in the Seattle area, and that's why, we used to always talk about Quincy Jones and Stevie Wonder and all those different people that played Pioneer Square in the Seattle, you know, back in the day in the Seattle area. And it was fun when Quincy Jones actually came to my show in Vegas, and that was one of the biggest honors of my life. And he said kind of like what you were saying, Michael, you better love it a lot because the money's just, you're not going to see money for a long time, believe me. So he was telling us all that backstage, you know, the musicians and the dancers and everything. I had a show. I was always a working musician because that's, you know, I grew up watching working musicians my whole life. My mom, you know, performed in clubs, like I say, six nights a week, and then she would perform on the weekends with different musicians on, and they'd play, you know, more up-tempo kind of blues music, and people would dance and stuff. And so, I don't know, just I come at it more as a working musician, so I'm used to just being on the road and, you know, putting my show together in Vegas and working six nights a week. And then you have that one night off. And when my records started taking off, my dance records started taking off. And on that day, I'd fly and go do a club date and then be right back on stage on Monday, you know, for my Vegas gig. So, it's not easy.
Wow. Speaking of Vegas, that's where you actually got your start at. Tell us about from Vegas to London to the UK. Tell us about that.
Crazy. Yeah, I was performing with my band and my dancers in the nightclub. They built first I started out in a small lounge there, and then we started getting a bigger audience, and I kind of was putting myself through school at UNLV with my band gigs, you know, and we got a bigger and bigger following. It was, my show was originally called Christine and the Sting, and then that kind of morphed on. They built the new room, which was a 500-seater double-decker room, and we did two hour-and-a-half shows there a night at the Las Vegas Hilton for like 7 years straight. And then, so I did like more shows than Elvis, actually, because we were always on stage six nights a week, two shows a night. So in that time period. So, yeah, and we just won a lot of awards for, you know, best show band, best this, best that. And then I was always writing music, and I was recording music in London. Whenever we had, like, 2 weeks off, I'd go to London and record. And then my record, Feel What You Want, blew up in, like, 97. So, So, and then that was the beginning of, that was my first number one. And here we are, 16 number one Billboard dance hits later.
Wow.
A lot of gigs.
Loving it. That is incredible, man. And then, and what you left out is that, see, back in the day, there was like, it was about 10 different labels back in the day. Now it's really under two different umbrellas. But back then, this was when, like, the labels would go after artists, like, nonstop, and they would actually start a bidding war. You left out that they started a bidding war over you. All the top labels.
They did.
6 to 10 different labels started a bidding war over you to get your album out there because you were the hottest artist of UK. You just killed and crushed all the scene down there. And now they say that you actually built the music industry, the dance music industry has been built on your back for the last 10 years.
Well,
how amazing is that?
It was pretty cool. It was very, very cool. So, you know, we kind of made funky house. They call it gospel house. I grew up in the church, so I put a lot of the elements of gospel into songs like Feel What You Want, those big choruses with all the harmonies. That's just me doing all those harmonies myself because, you know, in the choir, you know, you have to learn how to sing all the different harmonies and everything. So I just took that element, and they would call it songs like Feel What You Want and Land of the Living Gospel House, which was always hilarious to me. So, but basically it's kind of Donna Summer. I mean, she was my idol, and, you know, I just really, really studied her growing up as a kid, and I just loved her, and I loved Ella Fitzgerald and Billie Holiday, kind of just incorporated all those beautiful voices into my own style. And yeah, but it's funny, they always call my music Gospel House over in London. It's hilarious. It's awesome. I love that.
Gospel House, man. That is incredible. I mean, 16 number one hits. Come on. At the 16, you put out, at one point, when you had 16 songs out, 15 of them was number one hits at the same time going on. How incredible is this, man? Come on. Yeah, accolades speak for itself. Man, you've been doing this nonstop. I mean, killing the electronica music scene before all this music scene was even popular like that here in the United States. You know, I think over the last, 5 to 7 years, it's become really, really popular here. But you were doing it long before that. Long before that.
Yeah,
you are one of the pioneers of dance music.
Yeah, we started doing, they called it underground because it was funky, you know, super funky bass lines, and Land of the Living was a huge album in Europe. It just kind of grew arms and legs. It came out in 97, 98, and yeah, there was a bidding war for it, but it was really just a really soulful house, you know, dance album with, you know, very uplifting, you know, messages of hope and survival, and so just I'm very blessed, you know, songs like One More Try, Land of the Living, you know, those, and Patti LaBelle, you know, she was amazing. She always loved Land of the Living, the lead song, the title track of the album, and we ended up doing a duet together on her Classic Moments album. Mm. She's always one of my favorite singers. I adore her. It's been amazing. Just a cool, I've got to work with so many amazing people. Very blessed.
Say the least. Oh my God!
Tell us some of the things you have going on now. Some new projects that you have.
Oh, I just finished Fashion Week in New York. It was crazy, really crazy. So I opened the show for Milan Breton, who's just an incredible designer. So I opened his show with a brand new remix of one of my hits called Fly Again. So you can go online and watch that. You can go watch the show. It's absolutely amazing. And my daughter, who's 6'1" and drop-dead gorgeous, Elizabeth Tyler, she's actually modeling in the show. She signed with the Wilhelmina Agency a couple months ago, and she just started Pepperdine in Malibu, Pepperdine University, like Monday, like yesterday. So we were in Fashion Week together. So she was modeling and I was singing, and it was amazing. And we shot the music video for my new single called Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And the last 3 days we've been shooting the music video. And so we shot, you know, the behind the scenes and on the runway. And just, and then we also filmed in Connecticut with some Olympic skaters, Melissa Gregory and Dennis Petrikoff. So it's going to be a beautiful video, really cool. And yeah, I'm excited about Stars. I wrote it with Nick Helbling. And he writes with the Killers, and it's just a cool message. Let the stars fall down. I'll be around. I'll be around. Let the stars fall down, and I'll be up all night dancing in your light. And it's a very, very up, very gets you pumped up. And Hans Milan, who is one of Tiësto's guys, he produced the original track of it. And so, and I've got 4 other remixes by different amazing guys. So yeah.
Right.
I'm excited about Stars. Yeah, so we've got a whole new album too, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to see how people love this new album, because it's pretty groovy.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're going to love you, and you're going to get another 16 number one hits out of this coming as well. You know, it's
wouldn't
gonna
it
keep
be something
going,
if we got if we yeah it'd be something if we made you know if we made it number 17, wouldn't that be amazing?
I want that, right? Because next week,
wow.
Man,
that'd
yeah,
be
that's
killer.
Gonna be amazing. Oh yeah,
but
you already have the
Dallas?
Formula.
What, honey? Oh well, I don't even know if it's a formula. It's like I never even think about it. I just kind of write them and partner with amazing people, and just cool things happen. And I'll be in Dallas this weekend for a concert at Rivershawn Park, and with the dancers. I'm bringing my Vegas dancers. So if anybody's in Dallas, I'll be out on stage on Saturday, 5 p.m., between 5 and 6 p.m. in Rivershawn Park. We're doing a 30-minute show, and we'll be raising some money for the hurricane victims, and there's going to be a really fun party. It's Dallas Pride, so if anyone's in Dallas or the outlying areas and want to just come and have a good time and feel that love, just come on out to Rivershawn Park in Dallas on Saturday, this Saturday, the 16th. Yay!
It's not like they're going to miss you at 6 feet tall. You know what I'm saying?
They won't miss me.
They won't miss you at 6 feet tall. Definitely not. You know, you're going to be right there. They're going to come front and center. I mean, it's kind of hard. See, I can go out in public and people will ask me, hey, are you such and such? And if you don't know, then I'm going to say no. I'm just going to, nah, that's not me. I get that a lot. And I'm going to keep on going because you're not sure. With you, they're going to be asking, they're going to like, stop lying. Yes, you are. Come on, give me that autograph. Keep it going. So you can't get away with it. I can hide in the hat and keep it moving. You know, at 6 feet tall, no, you're not getting away with that one. You're not getting away with that at all. Man, that's crazy. Beautiful. And then
well,
your daughter turned out to be 6'1 of the model. Nice.
Mm. Aw. Well, it's amazing that we've all been immersed in music, you know, since we were little kids. We're just, you know, we're really lucky that we got exposed, all of us, you know, to music at a young age, because it's so important and it connects everybody. It's just like the glue that binds our hearts together. So it's definitely, yeah. It's so important. So we're very blessed,
so
aren't we, that all of us.
Do you like opera? Mm.
I do. Yes, I do. I studied opera.
Yes,
I studied opera with Beth Ann Williams in Seattle. I sure did. It's so funny.
I tried to tell Mike and Tamika about that, or Mike last week about, you know, opera and musicals, because those are probably my favorite, and those are probably where I can really, you know, lose myself in the because of, you know, when I went to high school, I was in the Glee Club, so we sang a lot of opera. And
no, that's awesome. No,
so
that's really
know,
teaches
kinda,
you to work your diaphragm, because you have to learn how to breathe to sing like that. You have to know how to breathe.
Yeah.
I mean, awesome. I'm in agreement with the two of you. However, I got a short story to tell you. When I first auditioned for performing arts high school, okay, I thought it was going to be like Fame, you know, like the TV show. We dance in the hall, singing the hall, running all around school singing. We singing popular music. We singing all kinds of things. Hits from the radio. Man, I got into school, and the first day he pulled out Mozart. And I'm looking around like, what the hell is this? Nobody dancing in the halls. Nobody singing all over the school. And we about to do some classical music. And I'm a little kid from the hood. I didn't know nothing about classical music. I didn't know nothing about that. I ran home and I told my mom. I said, Mom, I need to go to the neighborhood school. I'm not trying to go to performing arts anymore. And she asking me why. I'm like, well, it's in a dangerous neighborhood. I'm making up all kinds of excuses except for that about the classical music. And she knew. I mean, you know how you know your child is lying. She knew right away I was lying. And I looked at her, I said, okay, it's about the classical music. We're singing Bach and Beethoven and Mozart, and I don't want to sing that. I don't know nothing about that. She said, ha-ha. She said, no problem. She said, you're going to keep your black behind there all 4 years. She said, and you're going to finish it up because you begged me to go to this school. And I'm just thinking it's going to be fun. So I'm like, oh, my God. So
that's hilarious.
The first year.
Like you was watching too much Leroy and
yeah,
you thought you were gonna see Debbie Allen and
Janet Jackson, right?
You know,
man, oh my God,
they sold me, but I got there. I was so unhappy, man. Studying jazz and jazz music and classical. I was like, I was unhappy for like a year. The first year, I was just, yes.
Why didn't you go tour the school before you went? Everybody knew that performing arts wasn't that. I don't know why you didn't tour the school.
Well, obviously, everybody didn't know because I didn't know, okay? And I'm part of everybody. I didn't know. I didn't know. I mean, honestly, I didn't know. I really didn't.
Oh,
man.
My goodness.
I'm thinking same. I'm thinking fame. I'm thinking, you know, I'm just sold on fame.
You
said,
you know what?
I'm like in my own world.
You should have came to school with us. You should have came to Philadelphia with us for that. But that other stuff,
yeah, I mean, because I went to Freedom Theater a lot of times with Wanye and all them cats. So I saw all the spirituals, all the gospel being sung. But I did not see nothing classical still. You know, so I still wasn't in that mind frame that we're going to be seeing classical music. I'm thinking popular music that's on the radio. I'm thinking, you know, stuff from the Philly heritage, you know, the whole Philadelphia heritage, the daggone, you know, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. I'm thinking all that type of stuff, you know. I'm not thinking, come on, Bach. I didn't even know what Bach was, you know. I'm like, come on. I'm like, man, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Nobody was thinking about that. Not me, you know. So I had to stay either way, and I'm glad I did, obviously, because of the way history turned out. But I was out. I was trying to be out of that school like real fast, man. You know, speaking of that whole classical music thing, man. But now I love it. I love opera. I love classical music, and without it, I mean, that's the strongest foundation you can have in music. Period. With that foundation, you can do any music there is out there to do, you know, and that's the beautiful thing about it. And that's another thing. Okay, so the topic tonight, like we said, Music 101. Tell the fans the importance of knowing your business and doing your business out there, because you actually have a BA in music as well as a few other topics. You minored in, what was that? You minored in jazz and singing. And I saw something else. It was jazz and something else that you minored in. And then you, was it jazz and music that you minored in? And
I majored in business communications, and then I minored in music and marketing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
Because I just
what's
kind of,
the importance
I knew,
of that out there?
Say that again, hon?
What's the importance of that?
Well, I think you have to kind of understand business. If you're going to employ musicians, you really need to understand running a business, because when you start getting musicians that are working for you, you have to do payroll. You know, you have to be aware of things like workman's comp. You have to, you know, there's just so much when you're employing people that you need to be aware of. And then also when you go to start your own record labels, like I didn't realize, like I was with RCA for a long time and I was with majors, you know, different major labels always. Mm-hmm. But then in 2008, when I decided to start my own label, that was really, really hard. Like, I mean, thank goodness I took all those business classes, but then the music business changed and everything went to downloads and it wasn't like hard copies. So you had to learn about, you know, encoding and all this really difficult stuff, you know, every song, because of, you know, the digital format, every song has a code, and then you have to try to keep track of all those codes, then you have to deliver those to places like Sound Exchange, and, you know, if you're with ASCAP or CSAC or whatever, you know, you have to get all that information. Like, you have to do all that that the label did for you yourself, and you have to shoot your own music videos. You have to pay for all that. You know, you have to do your photo shoots. You have to pay for that. You have to learn how to, you know, do, you know, get graphic artists to do your artwork. And, oh boy, it's just never ending. Then you have to figure out, you know, who you're going to have release it digitally for you. You have to have a digital purveyor, and it's a lot, and it's scary. You know, it's almost to the point where it's a little scary, because there's just so much put on the artist's shoulders. If you have your own label, but then at least you will see royalties, you know, directly too. Uh-huh. You know, you're not like, you know, you guys all know too. You've all been with major labels. You know, you'll get an advance, but then you'll never see anything again, you know, after that. You know what I mean? Like, you're you know, just like, good luck after that. See you later. So, you'd be chasing folks forever after that. So,
for real. Yeah. That is the truth. We sold over 60 million units, and as artists, we're still recouping. As artists. Not songwriters, thank God, but as artists, we're still recouping. Like, literally. How can that happen? We made the company over $550 million, and they're saying we still owe the money as artists. What the heck?
It's crazy. It is.
Yes.
Completely
nuts. Yeah, the music industry, man. You better know that business. Mm-hmm. You better know your business before you walk in that door. It's the music business. It's not the fun place. It's not the fun house. It's not the playground. It's the music business. And a lot of people prey on your ignorance. So you better know what you're getting into, definitely.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Very well put.
Yeah.
That's very well put. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They hope you don't know what you're doing and that you're just excited to get to sign something. You know, they're just hoping, you know, that you're that part.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Making the party starts after that.
Making you pay attention to that $50,000 advance so that you pay attention to that and not pay attention to anything else. And then you go and mess around, and that's the only thing you get. And you might owe that back. you might have to pay that back. Oh, my God, man. Everything is recoupable in the music industry. Everything. Every time that they take you out to dinner, and you think that they're taking you out to lunch, and they're buying you uniforms or stage clothes, or man, please, you are paying for everything. Everything is an artist.
Yeah, and you're paying for other people's meals, right? You're paying for other people's meals, too, and different A&R people's hotel rooms. Like, I couldn't believe when I started looking at those invoices and those charges, I was like, who flew on this plane? It wasn't me on this airplane. Who ate over here in this place? It wasn't me. Oh, man, I was just, like, shocked. They were like, oh, that was your A&R guy. That was your PR person. That was your – I was like, what?
And then every time you're out with the A&R, they want to take you out to eat, but it's a whole bunch of people eating and ordering off your tab.
Yep.
And you're just sitting there thinking they're treating you, and you're treating them.
Really,
Completely.
Yeah,
and you don't figure that out until – you just don't figure it out, right? Until
at all.
Until way later.
until you audit the company. When you audit the company, that's when you see everything on there, man. Everything. I remember we were out at lunch a couple of times, and at that time they had regional people out there taking you around, regional representatives. So A&Rs were regional. So you would have one in Southwest region, Northwest, all that different stuff. And every time we go out there, they would take us out to these different places, like the highest restaurants and all that stuff, the seafood, steak places, everything, Lowry's and all this other stuff. And I remember one time we were like, thank you so much. We were just, you know, we didn't know anything. We were like, thank you so much. This is so cool. And he looked at us and he said, no, thank you. And I was like, I did not understand that until 10 years later. When I got that different audit, when we got the audit, I was like, wow, okay, I understand. I understand what that thank you was about. Man, from then on, man, it's like everything is recoupable. Hey, having your own label, are you teaching your new artists about the business?
Well, I'm kind of hesitant. I definitely am gonna work with some new artists for sure. But at the moment, it's just me. I'm doing my own projects on there, and I'm probably gonna start working with some new artists. That's my next plan. But like, I don't really want to take somebody on until I know that I can completely do everything that I can do to the best of my ability. Because I know how it felt when the ball was dropped time after time on different things that I was doing. So I wouldn't do that to someone, you know what I mean, until I feel really comfortable with my label and that I've got the proper contacts to not just get them, a hit on the charts, but to make them money, and it's a very difficult time right now because, number one, you have to be a great live performer. You have to get out there and hit it. There's just no two ways about it. You can't just sit in your room and make music and hope for the best, because you've got to get out there and sell it live. And to have that, that stream of income coming in, and also to get more followers, get more fans.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a lot going on. It's just, music 101. It's a really complicated class, isn't it, guys?
That it is. Very complicated. Mm-hmm. I mean, if people get into the first class of it, I think that they're definitely ready to become artists. Because if the horror stories don't scare you within the first few lessons that we're talking about, it's okay. This industry is for you. But it's a lot of other things you can do in the industry outside of just becoming an artist. We need our lawyers. We need our accountants. Especially we need some credible accountants out there, man, that really can't be bought off by the labels and all that stuff, that are looking out for the artist's best interest. That's the stuff that we really need, as well as the attorney. They're supposed to be out for your best interest. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I also think that there's going to be a huge, ginormous need for social media, people to run social media, because honestly, you can't run all over the planet, do shows, and try to run a label and try to, be everything, and then try to manage your social media, which is getting to be more and more important for visibility and for people to know about your shows and to know about your releases. So I think that's going to be a huge deal. I think there's going to be artists are already hiring people to run their social media, and I think it's going to just get bigger and bigger. So if you're someone that's really great at social media and you love music, I mean, I think that's going to be huge. I know several people right now that are building businesses right now doing nothing but doing social media for artists, and they're making money. So I think it's going to be a big one. So anybody out there
listening,
that's a good one.
You are 100% correct. That is very true. Very true. Those content release companies and the social media companies, they're the ones that keep you moving. I mean, by the grace of God, we have our in-house Miss Mo, what I'm saying, that handles everything for us. Man, she the bomb. She the bomb.
Oh, that's awesome.
But don't start talking about paying yet, okay? We don't want her getting on that step yet. You know what I'm saying? She make enough money. Nah, but we really do appreciate Mo, man. Mo is that lady that would be one of those companies, like perfect for one of those companies. Because my God, she's on top of everything.
So
yes, she is.
Guru, huh? Mo's the guru.
Yes.
Oh,
she is.
Oh, that is awesome. Awesome.
Yes. When you say someone wearing many, many hats, that would be our Mo.
Yes.
That would be Mo.
Yes, they would.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Man.
Way to go,
she just makes us. She makes us look good. She makes me and Mike look
right.
good.
we get to sit there and smile, man. Yes, she does, man. Yeah, that's that one right there, man. My God, yes. Yeah, man. So that's important, man. I mean, like you said, these are important factors in the music industry that most people don't think about. All they think about is, I have a video on, I'm gonna be rich. And it's not like that, y'all. It's not like that. Please get that out your head. Please, all the things you know about the music industry right now, delete it and start from scratch and program yourself the right way with the right information. Because what you've been taught a lot of times has been wrong, because they want you to look the other way while they rob you of your money. It's plain and simple out there. You know, this is how it is. It's been this way since the beginning of time. It hasn't changed much.
It's also important to take a finance class. It's great, important to take, you know, study finances, because there's a lot of rules that has changed and laws that have changed. But I tell you one thing that won't change. Uncle Sam, at the end of the year, he going to want his. I said, Uncle Sam, greedy? Even Jesus don't want for 10%. My tithe, 10%. Uncle Sam wants 33.3%. What is really going on? He's robbing me.
Oh, my God, man. Right? And then when you start touring, you have to pay the state tax of every one of those places, and you have to pay the city tax of every one of those places that you tour. So don't just think you pay it one time. You have to do it in each city and each state.
Yes.
You better make sure you have a proper business accountant or a financial advisor that can really do those taxes the right way and not just say they pay it, because the only person responsible at the end of the day is you, period.
Yes.
Your name is on all those documents with your security number.
Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled.
Right.
I remember when Red Fox was in a lot of, you know, he was in a lot of debt, and then he signed a new contract, and he said, you know, I want my money cash. And I don't know, they were saying that maybe he thought because they gave it to him cash, he didn't have to pay taxes. But because you're making cash, you still have to pay taxes on the cash that you receive.
Yes. Yes, you do. Just because you're not reporting it doesn't mean the person that gave you the cash isn't reporting. You think somebody's going to give $1 million cash and not write you off? Yeah, right.
That's right.
Okay.
So
they're reporting it, so you better report it. You know what I'm saying? Because you get a bigger penalty. They might take that million plus another million on top. It's like, man, you're getting penalty upon penalty. And they don't wait. I mean, they just wait for their patient. They'll be like, they won't come at me for like 10 years. And then all those things accrue and just get higher and higher. And you, like, the interest is accruing on you. You owe $100,000 at first. Now you owe like $15 million. It's like, come on. Stop. What are you doing?
We've watched a lot of entertainers get crushed by the IRS, haven't we?
Yes.
Jeez, huh?
Yes.
Oof.
Yes. Which brings
me to this point. Mm-hmm.
The most important thing you can do as an artist is incorporate yourself. Do not accept checks with your personal name unless it's a ink behind it. It can be Michael McCary Ink, but don't be just Michael McCary. Okay, whatever your name is, whatever your company name is, incorporate that, because you should be a business. You are a business now. You are not an individual any longer. Everything comes into a business corporate setting, everything. So make sure you incorporate yourself. You know, that's one of the most important things you can do right off the bat. It's probably about, nowadays, depending on what state you live in, $1,500 at the max just to start your corporation off, you know. Generally $400, $500 to start off, and another $800 that's going to IRS or whatever for the tax of that year, and depending on whatever you make. But just start your incorporation, man. Please, incorporate yourself. Do not make rookie mistakes coming into business, because it can haunt you for the rest of your life, you know. So,
good advice.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Good advice. Music 101, y'all. Man, it's more than just singing. It's more than just sounding good. But that helps. If you sound good, that's an edge up. You know, you got a head start. Yeah. And writing music. Okay, hey, tell them about the importance of writing your own music.
Well, I think it tells your story. It's very important for you to write your own music, because you're telling your story. And you're part of that story. If I find a song that speaks to me and is talking to me, and that I feel like I can make that my own, then I'll re-record it, or, you know, I'll record it or jump on it. But I love to co-write with other people, because then you get, I mean, sometimes it's fun to just write a song by yourself, but it's also fun to co-write with different people, because then they bring in a lot of different ideas that you didn't think of. And sometimes they make the message more universal with their point of view too. So I just think, you know, songwriting, collaborating is really fun. I've always loved it. So, but owning your own songs is a big deal. I mean, if you can write or co-write your music, I mean, that's where your royalties are going to come from. And we've seen so many new artists come up that nobody ever heard of before, but they've been in the trenches writing songs for all the big name artists like Rihanna and you know, Beyonce and whatnot.
Right.
And they've been writing song after song, hit after hit after hit, and then finally they get their turn. But yeah, so it's just work on your songwriting skills, and the more songs you write, the better you get at it.
Hey, I'm not sure if you heard in the beginning, Christine, when I was talking about the thing that we have called the hot couch, but that's the music for the hot couch. So right now they're about to roast your ass, and I'm not sure if it's going to be
okay,
more.
Okay, I'm ready.
Or... okay.
Oh.
No, I'm just not sure. I think we're going to just like introduce you on the hot couch right about now. Ladies, whichever one y'all
want to
go, get it.
Go ahead, Mo. Knock it out, Mo.
Okay. So during the hot couch, we only allow you to say that you're going to pass one question because you never know what the next question would be. So you're only allowed to pass one question. All the other ones you have to answer. So you have to be careful and you're selective of your answers. Okay. So,
okay.
We always tell people to sit back and have fun. You never know what we're going to say, but just enjoy yourself, all right? And I'll take it easy on you today. We'll take it easy with you today. So,
okay.
First question, what is the most embarrassing thing that you ever Googled?
Googled?
Mm-hmm.
That I ever Googled?
We could change it to what is the most embarrassing thing you ever done.
I can tell you the most embarrassing thing I've ever happened to me on stage at the Hilton.
There you go.
I was doing Don't Wanna Lose Your Love, and we started doing this choreography where you whip your hair around, and my clipped-on ponytail flew out into the front row, and people started screaming like it was a dead animal. That was some crazy.
Wow.
You would have thought I threw a rat out into the front row. They were throwing it around. They didn't want to touch it. It was crazy. That was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And I was standing up there with, like, you know, my hair was clipped into like a little thing. I had like, that was really wild.
I'm glad you have like a little fishtail hanging out. You know,
lose my hair.
Wow.
Some people take off their ponytails and it's like a centimeter long.
Oh my God.
That was
man.
Crazy. Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Okay. I'll be good. All right. If you could have any superpower in the world, what would it be and why?
I'd love to have a superpower to heal people from different diseases. And different ailments. I would love that, to be able to heal people. That would be amazing. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yep. That'd be the closest that I could come to Jesus right there.
All right. Okay. If you could be anyone in the world for one day, who would it be?
Anyone in the whole world, who would it be? I would love to be the president just for one day, just to feel what it was like, just to feel what it would be like to be like kind of in charge, even though you know you're not really in charge of anything. You're kind of a figurehead, but just to be in the White House and walk around and just be, I would love that. Just to be like the first woman president. It'd be so cool. I would love that. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Go ahead, Mo.
Okay. What is something that you've always wanted to do but was too embarrassed to try to do?
Twerking. I don't know, man.
Oh, my gosh.
I just think me trying to twerk. I don't know. Like, I think I would scare some folks. They would wonder, like, is her back out? Like, what is wrong? Like, no, I don't know.
Oh,
that
my
one,
God.
I just, woo. Every time I think I want to give it a go, I go, no, back up, don't even try it. Back up.
Oh, my God.
Good.
Oh,
my God.
Okay, are you guys good at that? Is anybody, like, are you guys good at that? Michael, can you do it? Can you do it?
Can you twerk, Mike? Twerk that.
Hell no. Nah, we don't both get it.
Come on, Mike.
We have a video feed going on. I want to see this.
Mike, I know
you can twerk. Mo, can you guys do it?
Back in the day, I could, but I think stuff be moving that don't supposed to move, and the stuff that's supposed to move don't be moving on me.
Oh my God, man.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Once again, that would be Mo. That's our dancer right there. She got so many hats, man. Choreographer. She plays a lot of business. The whole nine. That would be Mo.
I'm sure Mo could. I'm sure she gets work. She can do splits and everything. I'm sure she gets work.
Okay. Love it.
I can twerk. You know, you got to keep up with the young ones, you know, when you're in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make sure, you know, keep it. Don't. Home, kids. So, you know, I will put in a little twerk here and there. I'm not going to do it in public, but at home, you know, I twerk it out. I did twerk it around Tamika. He had a little twerk thing going on, but I can twerk. Tamika can twerk too, so
yeah.
I don't know what she's saying.
What is that childish thing that you still do today? That one childish thing you still do today?
The one childish thing that I do today? Still do today. I have to ride my bike. I still have to ride my bike. I don't know what it is about riding a bike, but it just takes me right back to when I was little, and it just makes me feel good. It just does. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about riding a bike. It just takes me right back there.
Wow.
Look, that's tired.
That's healthy. That's healthy. Mm-hmm. You go, girl.
Right.
No.
Right. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Good stuff.
Okay. All right. So let's see. What is that fetish that you have that no one knows about?
Fetish? What is that fetish? I'm going to pass on that one. No, wait a minute.
And that was
oh my goodness.
Down below.
Okay,
oh
I
my
have to God. Tell you, we did Let It Whip. We did Let It Whip in my show. We did a 70s medley in my show. And all the girls did choreography with whips and stuff. And we used to whack each other with those whips. And you know what? It was kind of cool in a weird way. We, you know, backstage before the number was going on, everybody was like whacking each other with the whips. I was like, you know, there's something kind of groovy about this. There's something kind of sexy about this. So, yeah, possibly. As long as you don't hit me too hard, I'm good.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Since you passed on that one, I don't think you should have passed on that one because the next, the very last question you should have passed. So, Mike, go for it.
Uh-oh.
All right. So, have you ever had the pee dream? The pee dream.
Pee dream?
Yes.
What's that? What's
exactly
a pee dream?
What it sounds like. Think about it. Think about exactly what it
sounds
like.
Where you wet the bed?
There you go. Have you ever had the pee dream?
Were you dreaming you're using the bathroom, but actually you're not? You're in your bed?
Hmm.
And you try to catch yourself?
I'm sure I did when I was a kid, but not lately. No, that would be horrifying. Wouldn't that be terrible? My gosh, I think my kidneys are giving up.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
It would.
You'd wake up and go, oh, my gosh, it's time for Depends. Time for Depends. Right?
Oh,
we hate to alarm you after today. You're going to be mad with us because it's going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's inevitable now. You're going to have the dream.
You guys put it into my psyche now, you know, see? It's in there.
You're going to
hate us later.
Right? When it happens, update us.
It's going to happen on Friday.
Wow. Oh, you guys.
We need a date. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is it official, Mo?
It's official. She has survived the hot couch.
Okay.
Right on.
Yes, you have.
Go,
great
girl.
So next time when you're in the back of the dressing room, you should make sure that, you know, you swing your ponytail while you're twerking and then have them put the whip and see if it's more exciting.
Oh my God.
There you go. That's got to be the closing number right there. There you go.
Definitely. See what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Man, now that's amazing. We thank you so much, man. That was amazing, man. And did you set up all your SoundCloud and all that other information where they can get you at, where all the fans can find you at and still download your music?
They can just go to iTunes or, Amazon, anywhere. You can. My music's pretty much everywhere now. So they can go to christinew.com and get more information on my shows and everything. And, my Facebook and pretty much everything's Christine W. or Christine W. Music. So I'm out there. I'm out there making it, you know how we do. We make it happen, right, guys? One way or another.
Oh, yeah.
Power of music,
yeah.
Right? The power of music.
Yeah, keep that brand going, definitely.
Universal language. Music is a universal language, definitely.
Yes, it is. And that form of instant time travel. You hear a song and it instantly takes you back to the first time you heard it or to an event that was going on in your past, and you're instantly right there all over again, reliving that moment. And music is one of the only things that I know of that does that, like instantly.
It's amazing.
You know?
Yeah,
sometimes
totally magical
or something like that. Right, it really is, man. And to be able to be a part of those songs, man, and be a part of that lineage of music is just a blessing. It's just a true blessing.
It is.
You know, and we pray that you continue to make great music. We pray that you get number 17 right now out of this next batch of music. You know, that 17th number one hit. Yes, it would be, man. And it'll be a blessing to keep that going. And just keep that formula going. You know, I know a lot of times, like you said, it's not formula. It's just you getting in the lab with great people and doing great collaborations. But you still have a formula. You have a formula there. And in order for that to happen 16 times at number one, it's a formula. Trust me. And you have all the right ingredients. So please keep putting those ingredients into your music over and over and over again.
That's
and
right.
It will be just as successful from day one. No matter what.
Oh, thanks, you guys. And thank you for having me on the show and putting the spotlight on my music. And it's just wonderful to connect with the three of you guys. And you all are veterans of the business as well. And we're survivors in a really tough business. And
true.
It's nice to have comrades out there. It's nice to have our community, our music community together to talk about things. It's awesome.
Yes, it is.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. A lot of love.
Part of the show.
Yes, we just thank you so much for being
a
part of the show. Thank you, Christine. Definitely.
It's an honor.
And we wish
it's
you
an
the
honor.
Best.
Yeah,
thank you.
I wish all you guys great things and God's blessings. And let's go out there and make that world a better place one song at a time. Right, guys?
That's right.
Yes, man. How about that? How about that, man? Yes.
Right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
you. I'll see everybody in Dallas this weekend, Saturday, Riverson Park. I will be out there with the Vegas Dancers, and we will be lighting it up and raising money and helping our neighbors there in Texas and in the surrounding areas in Florida as well. So I love you guys, and I'm going to get back to rehearsing with you boys,
right.
And away we go.
All right. Much love, man. Godspeed to you, Christine.
Love you guys.
Thank you so much.
Good
love you, too. Christine
thank
W.,
you.
Y'all. So yeah. Let's make sure that was Christine W.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Get out there. Yes.
We just
man, my voice. When she started singing, I wanted to ask her to sing a little more. Her voice is like butter. Beautiful. And then when she started scatting, I was blown away. She started scatting. I was like, oh, yes. 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 Real singing.
I was going to ask her to do a little something before Mike got
I
off.
I know.
Somebody actually inboxed me and said, could she scat again? And had Mike and had Mike in the background with her. So I didn't know if that meant.
Ooh.
But,
wow.
That would have been that would have been beautiful.
That
yes.
Was the bomb, man. Her scatting was the bomb.
Her voice is so pure. It's like pure. You know, like pure cocaine ain't nothing been tainted. that's that good stuff, baby. That's that good stuff.
Pure. My God.
Yes,
man.
Yeah, I was sitting here like, whoa, a little bit more, please, a little bit more. Woo.
Right. As soon as she said Ella Fitzgerald and Patti LaBelle singing and all that stuff, I was like, okay, this woman is the truth. I was like, this woman is the
will,
truth. This is Gat, man. You know how hard it is?
I will be I will be going to support her, definitely. Definitely supporting her, getting her music.
Yes.
Not bootleg. I ain't bootlegging nothing. I'm going to buy it.
Right.
I'm going to download. I'm going to go to iTunes, and I'm going to support. I just love artists that's just, oh, my goodness. Her voice is, like I said, it's butter. I was like, go, girl.
Yeah, that was amazing, man. So that's great, man. Having these artists out there that people, man, just sometimes lose track of. It's a beautiful thing, man, just to bring it to the audience and bring your fan base back to you. To let them know what you're doing and everything. That's a beautiful thing. She's been doing it nonstop. My God, for the last 17 years, nonstop. Nonstop. And you know how hard that is. I mean, she went through RCA labels. She went through Tommy Boy, all those things. And now to have her own label, Fly Again Music, that's incredible. You know, that shows that growth and in her music and in her life, you know, because now she gets to control her own masters. She don't have to answer nobody else. To control those masters is not no 50-50 split where she has to have all of other signatures on the same line and somebody says no, and you have you can just sign off and do your own thing, you know? And those are the important things of business that you have to do. Like she said, it's a risk because now you have to do everything. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, you have to do all your social media, you have to do all your writing, your recording, you have to do all your artwork. You know, you have to do everything. You have to contact the radio stations to get the music played and placed and all that different stuff. But it's worth it. It's so worth it because at least you will see your back-end money. You will see that, you know. So that's the beautiful thing about it, man. It's just worth the work. If you love it, you'll do it. You'll definitely do what it takes. Man.
That's so true.
Try not to sign away on the dotted line, man, without having some of those perks. And some of those perks would be having your publishing, at least keeping 50% of your publishing, because sometimes they will not let you sign a deal without some. So at least keep 50% of your publishing. And if at all possible, hold out so you can own 50% of those masters. That's your key. That's your bread and butter. Forget all that upfront money. If at all possible, tell them to put that upfront money towards the purchase of your 50% of your masters. And you come out ahead every time, trust me. Because you create a hit, it will be timeless. Commercials will buy it. Everybody will replay it from here until the end of time. So, man, it's really important just to go out there and believe in yourself and not worry about that upfront money because that's, man, you already living without it. You can live without it a little while longer, you know, and not sell your soul. So, please, just know this business and hang in there for your right and proper deal. Please, artists out there. I know it's easy for you to say, Mike, because I've been through it. I've been through it. Please, just trust me. You will live. The time flies so quick, that you won't even realize it anyway, because you're going to be out there on the road working, doing all the stuff you have to do. So trust me, it's worth it, you know? So please hang in there, y'all. Man, Tamika Scott, out on that road. How's that road treating you, man?
I'm literally out on the road.
I know, right? Right?
Ew.
Man. Yes. Getting there safely. That's all I care about.
Yes,
you get safe.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You made it safe. Made it.
I'm all late.
No.
You made it. I'm sorry.
No, not yet, darling. Not yet, darling.
I'm all late.
Oh, my God.
Here
you go. Oh, my God.
Okay.
She's still on that road, man. Still on that road, making it home safe. That's all we care about. Get there safe. That's the key.
Thank
all
you,
that
darling.
Out there. Don't be speeding, none of that crap. Take your time. Take your time.
Oh, you had to tell me. I ain't trying to get pulled over by the cops online.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Oh yeah, God forbid that that would not be dope at all. Oh my god.
I'm sorry, y'all here. I'm not going. No. What did I do? I didn't do nothing. Y'all, somebody come bail me out. Somebody bail me out.
Let me see name, ma'am. Ma'am.
Put your phone down.
Somebody
right
said
here.
They had drove on suspended license so long they forgot their license was suspended.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's crazy, man. The guy away with it too long. Oh, my God. Yeah, man. Just drive safe, man. Yeah. Ma'am, put the phone down. And pull over, please. No, don't do that one. No. To get best beaten. Man. Yes, so that's dope, man. So all about the music industry, y'all, man. Was there any other questions about the music industry, Mo, that they sent you in the inbox and all that stuff?
No.
Okay. Cool. Man, guess they already know. They already know about the industry already, you know? Or if they don't want to know, we might have killed their dream. we might have killed their dream.
I don't know how to take that. You're like, I guess they know about the industry. I don't know how to take that. Are you trying to be smart?
No,
I'm thinking
to myself, we must have killed their dreams. We just talked about the business part of it and how it's not all about partying and all that stuff. They're like, okay, forget this. I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm going to do something else. I'm not going to do the music industry. Or else they just don't want to know. Maybe they just say, hey, I think it's about the partying anyway. And just say, forget what they're talking about. I don't need to know that information. That's going to deter me. So, man, you know, the truth hurts sometimes. But, man, it's for your benefit. I'll tell you that much. Because you look back 5 years from that time, and nothing's changed in your life except where you're more famous. And yet you're still living in the same house, driving the same car. It's going to be a problem. You know what I'm saying? Because now you're wishing you can get away. And you can't because you just didn't listen and do the business part the right way, man. You know? So you better be listening, man. But, no, I wasn't trying to be funny, Mo. No, I wasn't trying to be funny. I told you I was going to be nice today, right? I said I'm going to be nice and calm and I'm going to, you know.
That old turnip showed up. No, that old turnip showed up. He wasn't loud about it. He just snuck in a little bit, you know, peeped his head out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Nah, if it did, I didn't mean to. Let's put it that way. If it did, I didn't mean to.
Yes,
he did. Man. So back to this eating, praying, and singing thing. What's up? Did you send out that picture?
What? No, I didn't send out the picture. I looked at it. I said, I can't send that out. That is horrifying.
Oh, come on. Send out the picture, Mo, so we can all disagree online.
I'm going to send it right now so y'all can agree to this. Y'all going to be like, what in the? Yes. Not a good book. Let me see if I can snap it. It's kind of crazy because you can't snap your own self. Y'all going to be like, what in the? Watch this.
Yep. Sending it right now. Oh, it's a little fuzzy. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Fuzzy Wuzzy had a bear.
Oh, my God.
That would be like, what in the... Let me tell you.
We'll see you in a minute, guys. We'll see you in a minute. I'll let you know what's going on because we know
yep.
we know
pay attention. Pay attention to the strut. You'll see it. You'll see it. I'm sending it right now.
Mm-hmm. You know, more likes to exaggerate, so we'll see. All
right. I sent it.
Okay. Let's see what's going on.
Mika ain't going to look at it.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, Mo. 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 Whoa. Whoa. Did you mean it's in that picture? I think I'm gonna share this on my Instagram. I think I'm gonna
no,
put this
not.
On my Instagram. I might get a few more followers.
No, you're not.
Oh my God.
Did you get it, Mike?
Mm. No, I didn't get it, man. See, I'm left out.
I don't know.
Left out.
I'm going to send it again one more time. I don't know why you didn't get it.
Put it on the chat one. Let me see if I can get it on the chat one right quick.
I did put it on the chat.
Okay, well, send it to the other one. Send it to me personally then. Let me see if it'll come in personally that way quicker. Yeah. Yeah, but I didn't get it at the time. Man, but I'm sure it's not. It's not what you talked about.
Yeah, you heard to me because she... You heard Mika. She was just like, ooh.
She was asking, did you mean to send that one picture? That's all.
Ooh, I like the picture. She's turned back looking at me. She turned backwards looking at me. I see you, girl. I see you. I'm about to post it on my Instagram right now. Yeah, baby. So if anybody want to see the picture, just follow me on my Instagram.
Did you get it?
Right now. Let me see. Mo, stop playing.
What?
Stop playing. What are you talking about, Mo? Okay, Mo, please walk me step by step through this picture and so I can understand what you are talking about. Please.
Look.
You're talking about weight gain? And
yes.
This picture doesn't show none of that. Are you, Mo? Do
it's
you have
crazy.
A disorder?
Wait a minute, Tamika. Is
Mo,
he crazy
you have,
or what?
Mo,
like
you
playing
a disorder
right now?
Mo,
Mika
you
must
have a disorder.
Mika must have ran through it. She dropped off, but you must be playing right now.
Mo, do you have like one of those little circus mirrors in front of you or something that's like playing tricks on your eyes or something? I don't understand this. I really don't understand this, Mo. I don't understand this. See, this is the nonsense and the tomfoolery that we be talking about with you.
What do you mean,
what are you talking about?
Are you kidding me?
Come on.
What is...
Oh, my God. Mo, go eat something, Mo. You have to go eat, Mo, okay? Because this picture is not...
Do you see
okay?
that?
Mo, this picture is not depicting. This picture looks like you hungry, Mo. Okay? This picture looks like you hungry. You go eat something, Mo. Stop playing. Okay? It's completely opposite of what you're talking about, Mo. Stop. Please. Guys, can you please look at Mo's Instagram pictures and everything and let her know how much nonsense she is talking right now? Because do you need glasses, Mo?
Do you need glasses?
No, I have my eyes are perfect. I have 2016 vision. No,
well,
I don't need glasses. I'm good.
Checked.
my glasses. I don't need those glasses. This is crazy, Mo. Mo, really? All right, y'all. Let me just walk y'all through this, okay? Mo is putting y'all girls out there. That's half her age to shame. Okay? That y'all not even coming close to her. And she talking this nonsense because y'all can't see the picture. knew you need some attention. That's what it is. You just wanted some attention. You just wanted some attention, Mo. I understand. That's what it is.
What?
And guys, go into Instagram right now. Go and look at her pictures and let her know that she is talking nonsense, because all the nonsense that she's speaking about me, Tamika, and I already knew from the door. That's why she already told us. That's why you gave us that heads up from the very, very beginning of the show that we were going to say that you were talking nonsense, because we knew you were talking nonsense. See? That's why we don't pay you no attention.
You know what? Don't try to use that psychological BS on me, okay? It's not working.
Mo, obviously, because you keep talking nonsense. We don't know what the problem is. It must be like a deep-rooted issue. We're going to get to the bottom of this issue, and we're going to pluck that root out of you so we never hear this again, okay? This is nonsense. This is that BS that we've been talking about, Mo. Stop. All right? Stop. Every picture on your Instagram got like 1,000 thumbs up. Okay? Stop.
First of all, all kinds
of people chasing you, trying to get you in the inboxes and stuff. Stop.
I just sent you a picture, and I'm trying to show you something, and you're sitting there like, but it's right there, visual, in front of you.
Mo, I'm looking at the picture. I don't know what you see, but you need to get your eyes checked. Because this picture is hot. Stop. Please, stop.
How can that
You know what? I'm not even going to give this any more attention, Mo. I'm sorry. I'm just not going to do that anymore. I'm just not doing that. I'm not doing that anymore because this is nonsense. This is like me trying to convince a crazy person that they're crazy. So that makes me the crazy one. You know? It's like, come on, stop. Stop. The picture is beautiful, Mo. Nothing wrong with you, Mo. Please stop. Okay? Stop. Thank you. All right. Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm sorry. I apologize for my co-host tonight. She has a little bit of problems out there, man. You know, we're going to pray for her, you know, and everything's going to be all right. And it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Either way, we thank Christine W. for being with us tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? Bringing us those 16 number one Billboard dance hits. And we know she's going to bring that 17th one in. Bring it on home. Bring it on home, Christine. We know how it's going to be. Have a great time out there on the road, man. Be safe out there, and Godspeed with you. Go out there and top some more records, you know what I'm saying? Go out there and pass and surpass some more stuff and get up on that list, pass number 8, which is the greatest accomplishment ever, man. We want to see you at the top of the list, man. We want to see you right there at the top. The greatest dance artist of all time, named by Billboard magazine. You deserve it. Thank you for being a part of the show tonight. And, guys, thank you for joining in tonight again, man. We love you guys, as always. We thank you. And we appreciate you every Tuesday night joining in. Keep those questions coming and keep joining in, man. And we just love you guys. And at this point, man, God bless you guys and have a great night. And please go out there and let Mona know that you love her and that you're praying for her. You know what I'm saying? We're making sure that we get through this. You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. God bless y'all, man. And good night, y'all. My God. Good night.
You want some stuff tonight? Something wrong with you. On that note, you guys have a prosperous and awesome week. Remember, if no one has told you, Mo loves you. Good night, y'all.
Good night, y'all. My God.
When I first